Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them,
"What are you discussing together as you walk along?"
They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?"
"What things?"
he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels, who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them,
"How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and that then enter his glory?"
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon."
Well, thank you to the Boltons for reading that, and for Becca for making another fantastic video that helps bring the Bible passages to life for us, which is great. Today, boys and girls, mums and dads, friends, we're carrying on thinking about how Jesus changes lives. And we've seen lots of ways that he changes lives over the last few weeks, haven't we? And let me remind you, over the last few weeks, we've seen that Jesus came for sinners. We've seen that Jesus loves us first. We've seen that Jesus gives us what we need. We've seen that Jesus' words are best. We've seen that Jesus is kind to all. We've seen that he saves the lost. And then last week with Ben, we saw that Jesus died for us. Well, today, boys and girls, mums and dads and friends, we're thinking about another aspect to the fact that Jesus changes lives. And we're particularly going to see that we can trust that Jesus changes lives because Jesus rose again. That's the big message of our true story from the Bible today. Shall we all say that together? If you're able to read here in the chapel, coffee lounge, or watching at home, after three, one, two, three, we can trust that Jesus changes lives because Jesus rose again. That is the big message of Luke chapter 24. If you have a Bible, you can open that up. That'll show you where we're going. True story for the Bible. But the fact is, boys and girls and mums and dads and friends, anyone can say that Jesus changes lives. Joe has been saying it every week. Last week, Ben, John, Matt, different speakers, different leaders telling us that Jesus changes lives. But why should we trust them? Why should we trust Joe or John or Ben or Matt or me? Why should we do that? Because someone claims to do something amazing. You know, I could claim to be able to walk on a tightrope across the chapel here from one pillar to the next pillar. I could claim to do that. Now, yesterday I actually had a go at tightrope walking on a slack line. We were down in Roath Park, and you might see the picture on the screen. This is Owen showing me up. He had a go, balanced along this little slack line, but One second later, he was off the line. But to walk across a distance that span, anyone could claim to do that. But just because you claim to do something amazing doesn't mean it's true. We have to have a reason to believe it if someone claims something amazing. And boys and girls, mums and dads and friends, I'm delighted to say we have reasons to believe that Jesus changes lives. Today we'll see that Jesus changes lives, and we can trust that because he rose again. We can trust that Jesus changes lives because he rose again. But how can we trust that he rose again? How can we trust that Jesus rose again? Now, quick question for anybody. Anyone been on a long walk recently? A long walk recently. A long walk. I mean, you know, seriously, on Friday, I was feeling so crazy, I decided to walk around the park clockwise. It was just, I know, we have the most fun times in our house. I just, you know, normally it's anti-clockwise. This time I went around clockwise. Anyone been on a really, really long walk?
I have.
You've, yeah. Hello, who are you?
I'm Cleopas.
You're Cleopas? I've heard your name before. Cleopas, where have you been?
I've been on the longest walk ever. It was about a 7-mile track. It's from a village called Emmaus.
A village called Emmaus? Wow. Yeah. Were you exercising with people outside of your bubble?
It's funny you say that. I was with a friend. But we did bump into someone on the way, actually.
Okay. Who was that?
Well, we didn't actually catch his name at the start. He wasn't aware that we were sad.
Why were you so sad, Cleopas?
Oh, not you as well. Have you not heard? Jesus died on the cross, and you know he came so that you know he'd change our lives. But you can't change lives if you're dead.
And so you were really, really sad. That's very true, Cleopas. I'm not surprised you've been sad. Actually, lots of people I meet are very, very sad too. Lots of us are very, very sad.
Yeah, I suppose we do live in a bit of a sad world, and you know what was surprising though, this man came up to us and. You know, he asked us so many questions, and he didn't seem sad at all.
So, you know, what then happened? Didn't he realise that Jesus had died?
Well, he did take out some ancient scrolls, these big white pieces of paper, you know, and yeah. He told us this Old Testament story in the Bible where Jesus was coming along and he suffered and died and then rose again. But when we got to the village, he came into our house. Gave us a meal, he broke bread, you know, a bit like we studied last week.
Yep.
And then suddenly we realised that the person we were walking and talking with was Jesus. It was Jesus. He was alive and it was amazing.
That is honestly amazing, Cleopas. So what did you do when you realised that Jesus was alive? No wonder you're as happy as you are now.
I'm buzzing. Oh, what can you imagine I did? I told everyone. I had to. It was the best news ever.
Oh, that is absolutely amazing, Cleopas. Thank you so much for sharing us with your story. I think you probably need to continue your walk back home, but
I
nice
do.
To see you.
Nice to see you too. Thank you.
Say goodbye to Cleopas, everyone. Bye, Cleopas. Well, wasn't that really helpful, boys and girls, mums and dads? You see, if we're going to say sorry to Jesus for our sins, if we're going to trust in Jesus to be our saviour and our friend, we need to be really sure that he can change our life. That he does change our life. Remember at the start, Charlie, the chef, told me about this cake that he can make that was a really funny cake made out of parsnips. You know, it was very, very hard to believe that you can make a cake out of parsnips. But then what did he do? He showed us a book that said you can make a cake out of parsnips. And then we actually saw Martha make a cake out of parsnips. And so even though it was hard to believe, we had no choice but to believe it. Well, we're going to find out here in our passage very briefly that if we're going to follow Jesus, it's even more important to be absolutely sure about it, even more sure than eating a cake made out of parsnips. But you see, our passage has told us that we can absolutely, boys and girls, mums and dads and friends, trust that Jesus changes lives because he rose again. But how can we trust that he rose again? Two reasons we're going to see very briefly for just 5 minutes. You've listened so well. Here's the first reason. We can trust that Jesus rose again because the Bible said he would. Okay? Why don't we all say that together? After three. One, two, three. We can trust that Jesus rose again because the Bible said he would. And we could do that to show the Bible. the Bible said he would. Remember, on the road, Cleopas was walking with his friend along the road, and then Jesus appeared to him. And he explained that the Bible, and especially in the time of Jesus, the Bible was the Old Testament, that scroll that Jesus is holding, written hundreds of years before Jesus, said that Jesus was going to come. So let me read out from Luke 24. This is what Jesus says. He says, "How foolish you are and how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in the scriptures concerning himself." You see, boys and girls, the amazing thing about the Bible is that even though Jesus was only born in at the start of the New Testament, kind of about three quarters of the way through the story, that's not the beginning of God's work. Because in the Old Testament, it was pointing forward to Jesus. Do you remember last year? Can anyone remember that signpost we had? We had that signpost last year when we were studying Joseph, and we were studying God's surprising plan to bless the world. You can remember that, Logan. That's great. Because we remembered that the story of Joseph points forward to the story of Jesus. And there were loads of stories. We could have studied every story in the Bible, and they all point forward like a great big signpost to Jesus. Prophecies and stories that say one day Jesus, the Messiah, God's Savior, would come and suffer and die and rise again. A bit like Martha's recipe book, which said you can make a cake with pumpkins. There's a book that tells us something amazing is going to happen. And the book is not a recipe book, but the book is the Bible. And it tells us that Jesus is going to come and he's going to rise again. That's the first reason we can believe it, because the Bible said he would. But here's our second point. We can trust that Jesus rose again because people saw him alive. Okay, let's all say that together again. After three, one, two, three. We can trust that Jesus rose again because people saw him alive. And you can put your hand above your eye here. The Bible said he would, and people saw him alive. You see, just like we saw Martha making a cake out of parsnips, I would never have believed that. But then I saw it with my own eyes. So too Cleopas. He would never have believed that Jesus would die and rise again. The Bible said he would, and then he saw Jesus with his own eyes. He saw him, and he was amazed. Here's someone who has come back to life again. And so what Cleopas does, he tells his friends, and his friends tell their friends, and their 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 friends told you and me. And that's how we've heard about it today, because people can't keep. Just like Cleopas earlier on. He was so excited, wasn't he? He just wanted to tell everybody that Jesus is alive. Now, boys and girls, today, in the other service which we're having here at Highfields, it's our Mission Sunday. And several times a year, we have our focus on what God is doing in the whole world and the fact that the whole world needs to hear about Jesus, that he has died and that he has risen again and that he is alive. And I don't know about you, but we've enjoyed using the Meals with Jesus books at our times at home. But there's another brilliant book we wanted to mention to you called A Taste of Asia. We're going to see a short video about it now. Thanks. Here we go. A Taste of Asia, 21 Devotional Adventures for the Family. Our family absolutely love this book, and what it has helped us do is to see how God is at work all over the world, and particularly in Asia, where people need to hear about Jesus. The gospel came to the whole world from Asia initially, and it's amazing that we can be part of getting the gospel out to the whole wide world. You see, the fact is, boys and girls, we can trust that Jesus changes lives because he rose again and people saw him and told their friends who told their friends who told their friends who told us. And so what a great thing to pray for people around the world that they would hear more about Jesus. So 10 of those have published this. We'll put a link to this on our church website. Well worth picking up, about £10. You might want to do that over the Easter holidays, over 21 days. So what have we seen today? We have seen two things. We've seen that we can trust that Jesus rose again because the Bible said he would. And we have seen that we can trust that Jesus rose again because people saw him alive. It's true in Bible times. It's true today.